Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
So we talked about how we'll start having baseball on the air tonight. So right now, let's bring in Jared Sandler. Jared, how effing pumped are you that there's baseball again?
I cannot wait. You know, it's going to be interesting seeing other players, like different organization, and, you know, tonight and tomorrow we'll be able to tune up to kind of get a sense of what the game presentation is going to be like, and, you know, the artificial crowd noise and all these fascinating elements that we've never really experienced before. And then, you know, it's wacky to think that through everything that baseball kind of went through over the last few months, that Friday, or I guess technically Thursday, with the Yankees and the Nationals, but then Friday here at Globe Life Field, the real stuff happens, and game one of 60, the sprint begins on Friday, and that's exciting.
Jared, tonight when we listen, will it be pretty much the starting nine that we will see Friday night?
So, you know, Woody didn't want to commit to that yesterday. He was asked about it. I wouldn't be surprised if the differences are maybe in guys whom are still competing for a spot. Now, you've been through this, and, you know, I think there's probably one school of thought that they know their roster, that nothing that's going to happen today and tomorrow is really going to change things. But if there is a chance that they are open to – you know, certain decisions still being determined, not just what they've seen over the last, you know, however many weeks, but over the next couple of days, then I think you might see those guys or that guy get in there. But I do think today will probably be the more representative lineup. Tomorrow, maybe not so much, or at least if it is, I don't think those guys stay in the game too long. And I know from a pitching standpoint, you know, we will see, you know, representative guys on the mound, but not, you know, I wouldn't expect to see guys go 90 to 100 pitches like they have done recently. You're probably more looking at, you know, five innings worth, maybe. My guess is no more than 85 pitches.
All right, so we know Joey Gallo's batting first or fourth. Who will he be knocking in, and then who is the one guy behind Joey Gallo that protects him?
So it seems like if we were to piece together things Woody has said, it's going to go Chu, Elvis, Santana, Gallo, Rugi, Frazier. Now, against a lefty, it might be Santana batting second, Elvis batting third. I'm not sure, but I do think that you're mostly, at least at the start of the season, going to see those six at the front. They like Santana switch hitting in front of Gallo, especially with back-to-back lefties, and then Frazier batting six as a righty. But the one thing that Woody mentioned, Mike, that was interesting was he really emphasized the speed that Elvis and Santana offer in front of Gallo. And, you know, it's interesting because we're not really in an era where that stuff is talked about as much. Stolen bases are down. But the Rangers led the American League in stolen bases last year. And I don't know if it's because this lineup isn't as potent as past Rangers lineups have been, you know, earlier this decade or last decade. But they do, it does seem like speed is going to be a big part of this team's identity offensively, whether it's just being really aggressive on the bases or in the stolen base department. And the fact that Woody really emphasized that yesterday when describing the lineup, to me, is an indication that they feel like they need speed to maximize what they can do offensively, because this is not a lineup full of guys who you can just rely on to hit the three-run home run. Even though Gallo is that guy, they're not surrounded with a lot of those guys. So I would be curious to see early on how much they establish the speed part of their lineup as a big factor in what they're able to achieve.
Have you gotten a sense, Jared, of how comfortable people are with all the protocols put in place, and is there still concern, or are they like, look, we're a go one way or another, so I better get comfortable with everything?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think some guys more than others, it depends. You know, like, for instance, the no spitting thing. Some guys, they all spit to varying degrees. I think the pitchers, some have said, like Lance Lynn said, I'm not a finger licker, I think was his line. And you're not really allowed to be doing all of those things. You're not allowed to go to your mouth the way that pitchers normally do. So I think certain guys are more, like with the in-game protocols, I think certain guys are more comfortable with it than others. Others, I think, still right now are thinking about it, which, you know, you really don't want. And then as far as the out-of-game protocols, I think it's weird for a lot of them. A lot of them have said, like, I've been showing up every day for the last few weeks, but I feel like I haven't seen this teammate or these three teammates because they're spreading things out. Now that part of the equation is going to be eliminated because you're going to be with everyone. But I do think a lot of the out-of-game social distancing has felt weird to these guys because they're so used to spending so much time in such close proximity with one another.
Do we have a first baseman for the season, or is it going to be a project all year?
Well, the first baseman is brought to you by Truly, because they truly do not have an answer with Ronald Guzman or Greg Bird. I think, Corey, my guess is on Friday, Todd Frazier plays first. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa plays third. What's interesting is, and no one's really asked the manager this, Willie Calhoun apparently is going to be back on, by the end of the weekend. So now where does Nick Solak go, and how does he fit in? And, they seem to really have 10 guys for 9 spots. But of those 10 guys, I don't know that Greg Bird or Ronald Guzman is one of them. And the fact that Greg Bird didn't exercise his opt-out makes me believe that he'll end up going on the taxi squad and Ronald Guzman will be on the roster because of what he can offer defensively in a late game kind of off the bench situation. But unfortunately, neither of those guys really seized the opportunity they had. So I think that the plan right now is to go with Todd Frazier, but that's a very fluid conversation because with a 60 games, they're not going to wait 4 to 6 weeks to make changes to the lineup. If something's not clicking, even a guy like Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, he's been the belle of the ball since the team got to Arizona in February. But if he starts off the first week or something really cold, I guarantee you the eyes gravitate to his career numbers and they, make changes there. So I think there's going to be a lot of fluidity when it comes to the first base spot. Not Todd Frazier necessarily. I think Frazier will be in the lineup. It's just a matter of whether he's at first or whether he's at third.
Last question for you, Jared. Obviously, Willie Calhoun probably won't be in the opening day lineup, but where does he fit in the lineup when he is ready to go?
Yeah, that's a good question. So my sense from what Woody talked, and he did allude to Willie Calhoun when he sort of mentioned the lineup yesterday, my sense is that he might start hitting seventh, and a part of that might be a product of, he hasn't had a great summer, and I don't know, I don't think they'd come out and say this. I don't know if there are any concerns, after getting hit in the face, maybe easing him back in. He certainly could hit higher in the order. Maybe you have him hit third and hit Santana seventh. But, I think they want to really stay away from three straight lefties with the new rule in place. I don't think back-to-back lefties bothers them. And so, one thing they could do is have Calhoun hit second and then have the switch hitting Santana break it up. And the fact that Santana ended up hitting lefties really well last year despite getting off to a bad start maybe offers them some protection. But with Chu at the top of the lineup, with Gallo hitting third, and they seem intent on Rugi batting fifth, it seems like Calhoun might slot in the seventh spot, or they could flip Calhoun and Rugi and have Calhoun hit fifth, protecting Joey, and then have Rugi batting seventh.
Well, we're looking forward to obviously talking with you every day and then actual factual baseball rolling back out tonight.
We truly are.
Yes.
We truly are.
With a Y,
It isn't very hard seltzer to talk baseball, now that we have real games and real opponents come to Globe Life Field.
Damn straight. Well, have fun on the broadcast tonight, and then we will catch up with you again tomorrow, sir.
Can't wait, fellas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.